So Jupiter and Saturn have been drawing kind of closer together over the last few days. Tell me how they're going to look on the night of December 21st.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is an event that happens every 20 years or so when Jupiter and Saturn get close in the sky. But this one is really pretty neat because they're going to get really close. With our naked eye, it's going to look like they're the same thing. You know, I think it's a useful thing on clear nights between now and the 21st to go outside and look at them in the southwest. Jupiter's the bright one, Saturn a little bit fainter, and see how they're getting closer every night. You can see why the ancients called these bodies planets, which means the wanderers, because they wander across the night sky. And looking at this conjunction over several nights, you can really see why they called it that.
When was the last time Saturn and Jupiter appeared to be this close together in the sky?
The last time was when Galileo himself was looking at the skies in 1623, so nearly 1400 years. In that great conjunction, the planets were real close to the sun in terms of our line of sight, so not many people were able to see it. Before that, it was the 1200s. So not since Genghis Khan was emperor have Jupiter and Saturn appeared so close in the sky.
What do we need to know if we want to go out and take a look at this event?
I think it's most meaningful to go out as many nights as possible beforehand, just to notice how much closer they're getting. And you can use, you know, a pencil or your finger at arm's length or whatever to kind of tell how much closer they're getting. The closest approach is actually during the daytime, but when it gets dark, they'll still be pretty darn close. And then Lowell Observatory will be doing a special program in which, this is all virtual, but you can get on the Lowell Observatory YouTube site, and we're going to do a live feed from telescopes up here. And we'll have some astronomers and educators explaining what's happening, and then we'll also look at them through telescopes and be able to project that, you know, over the internet. So, you know, you can go outside on your own and see them with your naked eye, and then look at Lowell's feed and see how they look through the telescopes. And that's kind of a neat thing. And the 21st is also the winter solstice. And so it's kind of a double whammy of things to celebrate that night.
Why do you personally think it's important that we go outside and take a look at the night sky for events like this?
Well, I think, you know, not just because we've had a challenging year, but especially this year, it feels like, you know, we need to connect with the universe around us. You know, we're so tied in, you know, stuck at home and looking at the news every day and trying to understand what tomorrow brings. And to be able to go outside and breathe the air and look up at the sky, to me, it's, you know, rejuvenating. And to be able to do something like this, that's just like the ancients did before we had television and internet and craziness right now, we can do the same thing that those folks did hundreds of years ago by just going outside and being part of the universe, not just being, you know, kind of on the outside, but really being in the middle of it.
Kevin Schindler, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Great to talk with you.